actually wet, and you can see that you feel fresh here. And we want to take this opportunity from my side to congratulate all the parties for the good work that they've done, and mostly the peace that we had in our elections. And we are very proud to be South African. And I hope this is to continue the peaceful nature of our elections to continue. And in victories, we have seen our democracy flourishing in the country. And this is something that we must pride ourselves as South Africans. And we are welcome, honorable members, again. Let me take the opportunity to welcome new members of the committee. We have Honorable Manomo Maloi from ANC has just joined us, and we will be joined by Honorable Castle Mahali as the member again. And Honorable Manomo Maloi, you can just wait so that members can see you. And it's going to be our week. Already can see Kuti. We'll be working with what type of people, Honorable Noon. So you can then start to put your sample very, whether tall or smaller, up to you. And let me again welcome and acknowledge the presence of the Minister and the Deputy Minister, and welcome the new born DG. You're welcome, DG. You can just take a bow for. We've been with him on the other side, now with our DG, and welcome with me. And honorable members, we have the agenda. We have engaged or passed the Papa Bill, and it was referred to the N2OP, and then N2OP did their processes and sent it to the President. We have then received the letter in Parliament that the President has returned the bill back because there was heavy reservation on the processes, particularly of the N2OP. So in our case, we've done correct things, so there's no need for us to start the process from the scratch. The only issues in the processes that the President has raised was on processes of the NCOP. But because NCOP is part of us, it's Parliament, so it comes back to us, and then we'll then write the report, take it back to NCOP for them to correct what needs to be corrected, and then the President will enact the bill. And reminding that members, this means this we might be affected in terms of the deadline that to meet the constitutional, the court requirements. But we hope if we have requested the inquiry team, people who are in charge of this program, to put it on the agenda today so that the report can go to NCOP as soon as possible. So that is that, honorable members, on the BAPA bill. So any questions before we proceed? We've got lawyers, state lawyer, and we've got the parliament lawyer with us. Any questions, honorable members? Do you agree that it should then proceed? And honorable member and honorable
state. Thank you. Morning, Chair. Morning, Chair Minister. Morning, Chair GM. And Welcome, UGG. But my question is, what is it then that we specifically need to deal with now in order to take this step through the NA and then ultimately back to the NCOP so that we can make our contributions? Thanks.
Jefferson, yes, I also wanted to ask that question, but I read the letter from the President, and it also to me looked like it was only a problem with the section of the NCOP. But my concern also is that, you know, NCOP did not do public hearings, and that's one of the issues, I don't know if you remember, Chair, that we had from the beginning, that this will have an impact on provinces, if we like it or not. And I don't think really from our portfolio there is something much that we can do, but I think, Chair, we need to at least get some kind of a briefing from Parliament's legal advice, just to advise this committee so that we don't, you know, just send it back without doing anything at all, and then it comes back because there's something that we did wrong, Chair. I think we must just be very sure exactly what it is that we need to do. And I also just want to congratulate the new DG. I've also worked with him in his previous capacity, so it's good for me to see him here, and I hope we will work well representing our farmers out there so that we can put agriculture on the rightful place that it needs to be in South Africa. We need agriculture to become very, very strong and relevant in our country. Thank you.
Members, we have distributed the letter, and the letter indicates that the reservation of the president is only on the NCOP processes. And in terms of our procedure, we have to, if we have passed the bill, and the bill is sent back to us, we can only look at the reservation part, where the president says has got the reservation. And as far as we are concerned, the only reservation is on the NCOP. So we just expect the process that it must come to us here, then go to Parliament, refer it back to NCOP. But the processes of NCOP cannot be entertained in this meeting. We have our representatives in that Parliament, so it's upon our representatives to raise whatever they think need to be raised. Honorable Deputy Minister, did you raise your hand? Okay, thank you very much. Legal team, you want to say anything?
Greetings to all the members. Jefferson, basically, except to confirm what you have indicated, that this is a process in terms of Section 79(3)A of the Constitution, and as you have said, it stated clearly that we must not go beyond what the reservations of the President are when the bill has been referred back to the National Assembly. We stick to the points for points that the President has indicated. And in this instance, the letter of the President has reservations in respect and restricted and confined only to the processes of the NCOP. Hence, this process is basically just to conform with the rules and the Constitution, as it says, that the bill is referred to the NA, and then it might be referred to the second house of Parliament, and so that the process is done properly. Otherwise, that is all there is to it. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Are we clear now, Honourable Members?
I'm comfortable with the question as explained by both yourself as well as our legal advisors, but I don't know what process would be followed by the National Assembly to make sure that the NCOP do their job thoroughly. I'm saying this because, for similar reasons, the President has returned the expropriation bill because the NCOP didn't do their work thoroughly. I was surprised when my colleague up there told me that they had us one short sitting and they passed it. And I know that in public works, we spent months and months going through that, let alone them not even bothering to talk to the province. So I'm just raising this as a matter of principle to say, what can we do as NA to make sure that the NCOP do their hard mile? Thank you.
I think it was just a comment that the President has as I've indicated, the only thing that we can do is to persuade our delegates in the House to do the right thing, because now we've put the department in a bad shape because of people not following the correct process. So thank you very much. We will now ask the secretary to read the short report that was sent to NA for today, so that we can refer the bill to NCOP. Secretary.
Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning, members of the department. This is the report from the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries on President's Reservation on the Performing Animal Protection Amendment Bill, Bill No. 9B of 2015, dated 23 August 2016. The Performing Animal Protection Amendment Bill, Bill No. 9B of 2015, National Assembly Section 75, was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries in terms of Joint Rules 203 on 14 August 2016 due to the President's reservation as outlined below. Having considered the bill and explanation provided by the chairperson of the NCOP on the process followed by the NCOP during the vote of the bill, the President was of the view that the NCOP failed to adhere to the procedure outlined in Section 75(2) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa and Rule 61 of the NCOP's rules. Therefore, the President has had reservations on the constitutionality of the bill and referred it back to the National Assembly for consideration. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, having considered the President's reservations, reports as follows. In terms of Joint Rules 203-2, the committee notes the President's reservation on the bill. However, since the President's reservation relates to the National Council of Provinces, that is NCOP, the committee recommends that the matter be referred to the NCOP for further processing. That's what to be considered. Thank you.
Can I move for the adoption of the report? Honourable Member, Honourable Mwabe.
Thank you, Chair. Morning, everyone. I move for the adoption of the report.
Honourable Mwabe, move for the adoption. Sakala. Honourable Tomwani.
Thank you, Chair. Second.
Any objection? And thank you very much. The report will be tabled to in the NA today for NCOP to consider or correcting the air processes. Thank you very much. The second item on the agenda, Honourable Member, is the consideration for deliberations on the Funds Improvement and Funds Preserve Ideas as tabled by the department. We have started with the processes, Honourable Members. You remember that after the presentation by the department, we engaged with the bill ourselves and we had our public hearing, and then we had the report in our document. Will have the report from our researchers, which consolidated the input from the stakeholders and the response that we had from the department during our interaction with them. So, Honourable Members, it's now your turn to make input on the deliberate on the both the plant improvement and plant with the breeders right here. So I'm now going to open floor for Honourable Member.
because it's a long time that members have seen the document. And, but I deliberately last week gave you chance to go, so that you have time to go through them, and I postponed the meeting. So I suppose you have went through your documents. But the way members are taking papers, you could see that they've just get them today. Honourable member, Honourable Yonglu.
Thank you, Chair. There's a lot of questions to be asked, but I'll confine myself to two to start with. I've seen in the documents sent to us that the United States of America ratified the UPOF 1991 agreement, but had certain reservations. I would like to know from the department what the action of the USA with regard to UPOF 1991, what implications it has for us. And maybe the department, just for clarity, can explain to us again this...
Honorable Yonglu, we are at the stage where, maybe I'll ask the department to take us through where we are now at the state level advisor, because we have engaged with the bill and we've asked questions and responded. Now we are at the stage that we are deliberating on the bill. So let me, for members, just to remember where we are. The state law advisor, can you just take us through what we have done? And if you remember the last meeting, Honorable Yonglu, we said that let them go and look at the amendment, our input that we have done in that previous meeting. Let them go and look at those things and insert them in the bill so that we are able to deliberate understanding where we come from. So now I'm going to allow them to take us through. I know Honorable Loy, you'll just pardon us, but that you'll catch up as we proceed. We've tried to take you through, but we didn't find you. We're sorry that you might get lost in this meeting. So,
thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chairperson, yes, after the last meeting we went back and we drafted the A-list to the concerns raised and which we submitted to the Secretary. This was done in conjunction with the Department and the Parliamentary Law Advisor, and we also then added later by recommendation of the Parliamentary Advisor the amendment of the so that was submitted to the Parliament Advisor. The department will now just take us through that. I still have a challenge reading those presumptions here. I will answer any technical other questions the committee may pose, which the Parliamentary Advisor may assist also with. But the Chief Director of the department, Ms. Country, will just go through the A list of the first bill and then the second bill thereafter. Thank you, Chair.
Morning, Honourable Members, Minister, Deputy Minister, and DG and colleagues. I will take you through the proposed amendments of the Plant Improvement Bill. Clause 1 will be amended on page 6, line 13, to omit 55 and to substitute 58. Clause 26 on page 14 in 9.
Can you hold it there? Members, do you have what?
The proposed amendment. The plant improvement bill.
Huh?
That the members may have the wrong version.
Honorable member, there should not be any exception. Why are you reading something that you don't have?
It's not the department, it was the state of advisement after the, it's no longer in the hands of the department, but the state law advisor will probably have an answer for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. My apology, my principal state law advisor finalized this and forwarded to the secretary, so I'm not too sure what happened in between that, and I do apologize for that. The department has a hard copy, and I've got a soft copy here, if we can maybe just take a minute to just have that. I'm aware that I was CC'ing that email that was sent to the relevant parties at the time, but maybe it was just misplaced there then, because we didn't forward it.
You see, that's the problem, because we have indicated that we have lawyers in Parliament. So any changes and any things and any finalization you're supposed to do, you're supposed to keep in touch with them so that even the secretary can know about it. Now members, they don't have the right document. You have the right one. So how are we going to deal with this issue? It's going to be a problem. Honorable members, that's the challenge that we have. So what do we do? Because we're supposed to have the document before going through it. And
Chairperson, yes, it really is a challenge, because the situation as it is difficult.
And I really was out trying to make thought it was because we had a late night last night, some of us, and I was trying to struggle to find the right information to share, and we can't sit here and make decisions if we don't have it, because, you know, we are also representatives here. We need to also go back and discuss changes or proposed changes with people. So I'm very sorry as I feel about this. I think we can't proceed here today with this, because we need to get the relevant information down, check it with our previous notes and information that we had, so that we can make sure that that is exactly what the committee member said. We can't just sit here and scratch in things and take out inside what that is what we agreed upon last time, Chair. It makes it a bit difficult, and especially when we have seen many pieces of legislation coming back, we must make exactly sure that this is what we discussed and agreed upon last time, Chair. I would then ask that we stand over until next time on these pieces of legislation, so that we can get the corrected versions and we can have time to properly look at it. It's a pity, because you actually don't have time. There's lots of other things on the agenda that we need to deal with.
Okay. Honourable Member, the amendment is also safe, which I think if we can make copies and read it so openly, we can. Because it will not be the second and the last time we're interacting with you. I'm proposing that they may come in the meantime, members have to, and then we then or we can deal with other items on the agenda, then make sure that members get that copy. And because it's just to confirm the amendment that we have, which does not postpone or change the bill. The bill is still the same. The only thing that they were going to request is those things that you said them are amended. So I'm saying, which are less than 3 pages, let's get them to make copies, because we can't lose this day, and then we'll then go through it. But you can then take the bill. If you want to raise any other issues with regards to the bill, we can still do that. So, but I didn't want us to start without not having the copies, so that when we say they've removed it to us, then we have that thing. So I'm saying let's have 5 minutes break and get the copies quicker. Thank you very much.
Yes.